Julia Wolf might be called America's labor documentarian. And she's not making movies, she writes music. Wolf won a Pulitzer Prize for this work, Anthracite Fields, about Pennsylvania coal miners. She also wrote a piece spotlighting Appalachian workers. Now, a new album called Fire in My Mouth features her latest look at American labor history. NPR's Tom Heisinger has this review.
Julia Wolf's new album documents one of the most tragic and deadly workplace disasters in American history. And the music, performed by the New York Philharmonic, the choir called The Crossing, and the Young People's Chorus of New York City, is among the most arresting she's composed. Those voices are screaming fire. On March 25, 1911, the top floors of the Ash Building in New York's Greenwich Village burst into flames. They were home to the Triangle Shirtwaist Company, a sweatshop where immigrants toiled under harsh and crowded conditions. 146 workers died, some of them after jumping from the building. Almost all of them were women. Fire in My Mouth traces their stories. Wolf draws on oral histories, Italian and Yiddish folk tunes from their homelands, and the sound of sewing machines buzzing on the factory floor. The immigrant workers had no rights and no protections, but one who fought to gain those rights was Clara Lemlich. The labor organizer suffered broken ribs at the hands of hired thugs during a strike. And in her, Wolf found the title of her piece and a high point in the music. The orchestra pulses and swirls around a quote from an interview Lemlich gave, referring to her impassioned public speeches. "Then I had fire in my mouth." Wolf's 50-minute-long oratorio is not all fright and frenzied music. There are subtle, evocative touches of orchestration and vocalizing. In the opening section, immigrants on the boat speak of their 10-day journey to America, dreaming of a land without poverty and persecution as the glassy ocean stretches out before them. Wolf uses 146 female singers, same as the number of workers who died in the Triangle Shirtwaist factory fire. The piece closes solemnly with a recitation of all their names. A few months after the fire, New York passed important factory safety laws. Once again, it took a tragedy to force change. But Fire in My Mouth seems to ask how much has really changed. By shining a light on immigrants, their resilience, and their broken lives, Julia Wolf's powerful oratorio set in 1911 resonates in America today.
The album is Fire in My Mouth, composed by Julia Wolf. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.